kid every time he cries and juggle him on your knee, that the kid will become child-centered, you know, I mean mother-centered, and will grow up just really messed up. And so the rule was then that you should never cuddle your kids, you should never fondle them, you should never, you know, hold them on your knee, but if they were crying, you should just let them cry, see? Well, what happened was, and it took years later for a lot of people to figure this out, was that a whole generation of people, especially in the cities, were brought up during the Second World War with an absolute paranoia about touching and being touched. You know, like for me, contact sports were out for me when I was in high school, and it's only been a past even 10 years that I was able to shake hands with anybody. I mean, and be comfortable about it, see? And I got together with my mother, and we talked about it, and finally we figured out what had happened, you know, that we had really been done in by a bunch of assholes. Well, you know how little kids learn by touching. They're tactile little critters. They learn by touching their mother's hair, by touching their own bodies. They touch blocks and toys and small animals and things like that. And then they get plopped down in front of a television set and pumped into our funky school systems, and all that's taken away from them, you know? Makes me mad. So, I'll sing you this song, which is just about touching, that's all. Touch me when I'm working. Touch me when I'm reading. When I'm not looking, surprise me with your hands and lightly, without thinking, touch me. Sometime when you're turning, brush me with your fingertips, know me with their gentleness, not always, but now and then, and lightly, without thinking, touch me. I've never asked with words before, but said them all in reaching, and told you with my holding, but now my arms are breaking so lightly, without thinking, touch me. Touch me through the darkness, in all my secret places. Lift me out of sleeping and call me from my dreams, and lightly, without thinking, touch me. Touch me when I'm working. Touch me when I'm reading. When I'm not looking, surprise me with your hands, and lightly, without thinking, touch me.
Nice boy. He's a nice man. I have to do a little preparing. He's a great man, in fact. Well, with my neighbors, and I mean, you don't hit so many bad notes on a guitar or a banjo or something with frets. You can always get right there. You know, even if it's the wrong one, at least it's a half tone away from the right one and not a quarter of a tone, you see, or an eighth of a tone. And I was talking to Tracy Schwartz of the New Lost City Ramblers and talking to him about starting up the fiddle and how to do it. He said one of the things to... It's easy enough to get this hand, he says, and maybe I believe him. Sure, a lot of people play them, but he says, watch the bow. The bow is where it all starts from. And those of you who are here this afternoon saw this man, and if you watch that hand, It looks like he could be doing it while he's watching TV, and you wouldn't hardly notice. And I've never seen it played so effortlessly, and yet so perfectly, as played by Jean Carignan.
First, you tune them. John G. Kimmel was born in 1866, Brooklyn, as the best player of the small squeeze box. He played the Irish-American polka, and here's Jean's interpretation of this great polka. And as said the bow, Jean went everywhere to learn to play the fiddle. He learned playing on the streets of Montreal and earning money to keep his family alive, just busking on the streets, being picked up by the cops 11 times in one day at one time. But he once saw, he got into a concert hall sometimes and he saw Heifetz play, and Heifetz used the flying staccato, and Jean thought, boy. So he went home and he practiced it, and that's one of the things he uses in this particular piece. And Jean learned everything by ear. He doesn't read music, but because he was so sensitive, he plays like a classical violinist. He could have been, you know, but some people think he's had training, but he did it all himself. And just listening to records, too, nobody ever showed him or told him, look, you got to do it this way. And that's pretty amazing. Okay. Jean sort of wants to progress slowly. We'll do a. These are set of Bavarian waltzes. They're also played by John G. Kimmel on a D accordion, one scale, and they're interesting. On the record, the old cylinders just said German waltzes, but I've heard some people from Bavaria and they sing words to this. I don't know what they are, of course. Thank you. Jean would like to interpret a medley of hornpipes, which ends with the Banks hornpipe played by Scott Skinner. And this is as close as Jean can get with the Scottish interpretation of this tune. This is very difficult to play. This is called La Valse Joyeuse. It's called The Joyous Waltz. Willy Ringuette is a French fiddler who's one of the best in Quebec, and this is one of his waltzes. Oh, it's about près 1920, ça, Jean? About 1920. A beautiful melody. Thank you. Very bien. Very bien. All right, Yolanda, could you come here? This is Michael Coleman, and John's father brought him this record when John was about 10 years old, and he said, listen to this. This man is really amazing. And John's father says, well, I don't know, John, you know. And John, well, it took him a while, but he had it. It was Pigeon on the Gate, Michael Coleman. And those days, you know, there's 78 records, you had one speed, and you couldn't. Today we can cheat, see, we can slow those things down and learn them. But in those days, you know, you have to just listen the way it was. This is a Strathspey which comes from Scotland, of course, originally, but Sean learned it from Angus Chisholm. Well, I consider him the best Cape Breton fiddler. I mean, somebody might dispute that, but Angus has a beautiful soft touch and a beautiful tone on the violin, and Sean learned the tunes from Angus. And these are beautiful melodies. It's a march, a Strathspey, and a reel. And they dance to this music in Cape Breton, and they have great times. Thank you. All right, this is Joseph Allard, and this is called the Rossignol, and a Rossignol is a song sparrow, and it's a beautiful singing tune. I can imagine how he got the idea to give it the tune, the name. This is Joseph Allard's tune, one of the best fiddlers in Quebec. To finish our participation, in the old days, of course, they didn't always play with piano in Quebec. So, and this tune, you know, supposedly this man was condemned to die for a crime, and he vowed he was innocent. And they said to him, I'll do something that I've never done in my life to prove to you that I'm innocent. He said, whatever you want me to do, and they said, well. we know you've never played a fiddle, so they brought him a fiddle, and he played them a tune, and Jean will play you the tune, and it's called The Reel of the Hang. That's the way it should be. It's not the hangman, but it's the guy who gets hung, you know. Have to clarify that, because in English they call it the hangman's reel, but it's not the hangman, it's the hanged man's reel. Okay. Gotta retune now. Cause you know why the guy didn't get hanged, eh? The fiddle has often been called the instrument, the devil's instrument. So I think on that note, Jean's gonna play Devil's Dream. Well, John feels like playing a hornpipe before. So, les hornpipes de Coleman? Okay, this is a medley of four hornpipes that we recently learned.
No, not that one.
Yes. No. Quel tu veux faire? Oh, which one? Quel tu veux faire? Oh, okay. All right, did the well-known one. Thank you. Okay, all set, wait. On y va. Un peu plus sensé, les micros, là.
That man has just made a record for Philo Records. It isn't out yet. Please watch for it. Please write to Philo. Ask them how you can get it. They have a booth up there. Go up and talk to them tonight during the break. More than encores, these guys need mostly jobs. Why don't you go to the school you're going to, if you go to school, and hassle them until they hire somebody who hasn't heard on the radio. It's really hard to have a no encore policy when you hear music as great as we've heard this weekend. I must say that quite a number of times people take their own encores anyway. It's really hard to stick to the time that you're given to, but we're running really late already. And we have some really incredible music going on. Somebody made a really wonderful suggestion. Probably wouldn't work, but it's a nice idea to put who's ever on last, have him be the MC. Because then maybe people would stick to their time a little better. I don't know. It's really hard, though, because the Philadelphia Folk Festival, if you ever went to that, before the town started making them close down at midnight, they used to go till 3 in the morning. So did Fox Hollow, you're right. Well, we're trying to make it a little easier, because the guys who go on last, it's so hard to sing to a bunch of bodies, you know. They don't sing along very well either sometimes. Well, Philadelphia was worse. In Toronto, called Fiddler's Green, and it's maybe the best coffee house on the continent. I think it probably is, because they have such a varied program, you might say. They do all different kinds of things. They have all different kinds of music, not just sticking to folk music, all different kinds of activities. And one of the things you're about to see is a traditional English style of drama generally performed at Christmas and done from home to home or pub to pub for money. Its primary content is silliness, but it also centers around death and resurrection. It's done at Christmas time, but it really involves more of King George and sometimes a dragon and sometimes a knight. And it's always done for money. And when they do it tonight, it's no different. And the money they collect will go to Sing Out Folk Song Magazine that always needs a little money. And here they come, the Friends of Fiddler's Green.
Yeah. hope you'll prove kind. And we hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. And we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. Now the first to come in it is King George, you'll see, with a bunch of blue ribbons tied round by his knee. And a star on his bosom like silver does shine. And we hope you'll remember it's all caking time. And the next that comes in is the Black Prince, you'll see. He's come from Morocco all on the salt sea. He's come from Morocco in gorgeous sleigh. And that's why we call him the Black Prince today. And the next to come in is old Mary Noport. She's a fine Jewish mother, all comes from New York. She'll force feed you thrice your gross weight every meal. And that's why a sonny is such a big deal. And the next to come in it is Tom Brown the quack, with his bag in his hand and his coat on his back. And the doctor's diploma that he got for free, it cost him 3 box tops to get his degree. And the next to come in it is young Derry Doubt, with the tail of his shirt hanging all out. 5 yards in and 5 yards out, and that's why we call him the young Derry Doubt. And next to come in it is Beelzebub, and all on his shoulder he carries a clog. And in his hand a dripping pan, and he reckons himself a jolly old man. And the next to come in it is Phillips the groom. He married a princess, he sleeps in a room. He married a princess, a kindly old boy. He's always rubbed horses since he was a boy. And the next to come in is the horse Tricky Dick. We know he's a bugger, but we can't make it stick. He's ridden this country both early and late, and the jump that he fell at was the old water gate. Ladies and gentlemen, sit by the fire. Put your hands in your pockets and give us our desire. We're collecting some money for the sing-out fund, so dig deep, give plenty, your play has begun. We're 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We've come a soaking king and we hope you'll prove kind. And we hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. And we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
Ladies and gentlemen, go around.
Make a fire and we'll yet it strike a light.
For in this house there's going to be a dreadful fight.
Between? In the red corner, King George!
Yeah!
And in the blue corner, the Black Prince!
Yeah! And we all hope King George will win.
Yeah! But whether he may win
lose, fight or fall, we'll do our best to please you all. Step in, King George, and clear the way.
In comes I, King George, a champion born. I've won £10,000 in gold. That's $24,398.43 US. 'Twas I who slew the fiery dragon and brought him to his slaughter.
Gobblers!
And by that means I won the king of Egypt's daughter. I've traveled this world round and round and round, and never a man of my equals have I found.
Yeah. You're all too tall.
You're too short.
Like your tights.
And if you don't believe the words I say, step in, Black Prince, and clear the way.
In comes I, Black Prince of Paradise, born of high renown.
This night, I've come to take King George's life and courage down. If that be he that standeth there, that slew my master, son and heir, if that be he of royal blood, I'll make it flow like Noah's flood.
Mind what thou sayest!
I say what I mean.
Stand back!
No! Black
Morocco dog!
Racist!
Racist! Racist! Get him!
But it's in the script! Or by my sword you'll die! I'll pierce thy body full of holes!
Oh, don't let him do it!
And make your buttons fly!
How canst thou pierce my body full of holes and make my buttons fly when my body's made of iron?
That's rusty.
Your head is.
My head and swords of steel. My fingers and toes are double jointed. I challenge thee to yield or prepare.
For a quack.
All the years I spent.
And if you don't believe the words I say,
and I don't, let me go.
Step in, quack, doctor, and clear the way.
In comes I, Tom Brown, the best quack doctor in this town. Straight from the continent, I came to cure this man that King George has slain.
Oh, how camest thou to be a doctor, Mister?
Oh, by my travel.
Mister Travel.
Oh. Icky, Bicky, France and Spain, three times round the West Indies and back again, and now to old England I have come to cure this man that King George has slun.
Listen. Slung? What are you talking? This is my son. Listen, tell me, what diseases canst thou cure?
I can cure all sorts of diseases.
And what's all sorts?
All. The imp, the gimp, the girl, the gout. The pain within, the pain without. And if there's 19 devils in a man's heart, I can cast 20 out, and in my bag, I have spectacles for flying bumblebees.
Can I sue for this?
Plaster for broken back earwigs, dental cream, operating, scalpels, tools of the trade. Here it is.
He's got it.
He's gonna get here, Jack! Take a sip from this bottle.
You poor Phil.
I got rest of that wee box up there. Let this pour down my frittle throttle. Now, Jack, arise and fight thy battle. For, ladies and gentlemen, standing around, I'm glad to say that this man is safe and sound as any man on England's ground.
The silly man, the dyed man, never stirs.
Oh, me back!
What ails thy back, my son? You fell on something?
My back is broken. My heart is confounded. Knocked up.
this wouldn't have happened. How's he doing, Doc?
He's dead, all right. He's dead. But maybe I quite forgot. Uh-huh. I took the wrong bottle from the right cork. Or perhaps the right bottle from the wrong cork.
This one will do it.
But I have another little bottle here. In my breeches pocket, my waistcoat pocket, my inside, my backside. Ah. Here it is.
Why?
It's a little bottle my grandfather sent me from Spain. It's called Iki Oki Enemy Pokey.
That's a nice
now,
name.
Jack, take a sip from this bottle.
Wait, hold it. Tired. Go ahead.
Take a sip from this bottle. Let it pour down my trickle throttle. That's enough. Now, Jack.
That's enough.
Arise and fight thy battle.
He's moving.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bound to say that, that this man is safe and sound as any man on England's ground.
He's alive.
He's getting up.
Peace and quietness is the best.
That speaks the truth.
He who fights and runs away shall live to fight another day. And if you don't believe these words I say, step in, dairy doubt, and clear the way. In comes I, young dairy doubt. If you shirt lap hanging out, up 5 yards in and, 5 yards out.
You don't chuck
and out with
a
little dairy doubt. And if you don't believe these words I say, step in, Beelzebub, and clear the way.
In comes I, Beelzebub, and on me shoulder I carry me club, and in my hand me dripping pan, and I think myself a jolly old man. Oh, I can suck pipe pots dry with any man.
Not John Roberts, you can't.
Well, what do you do? Oh, it was early on Wednesday morning, late upon Saturday night. I looked 1,000 miles away and I seen a house just out of sight. Its walls projected backwards, and its front was rounded back. It stood alone between two more, and it were whitewashed black. I spent 6 months in Knutsford jail making a whip crack out of a mouse's tail. I can creep and crawl like a big black snail. And if you don't believe these words I say, step in, white horse, and clear the way.
A horse in my house!
In comes Dick and all his men. He's come to see thee once again. He was once alive, but now he's dead. He's got a poor old horse's head. So stand around, Dick, and show these out.
Stop!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just look around. I was never seen a finer horse stand in England's ground. He's double ribbed, he's sound footed. He's a splendid horse in any game.
By God,
ride him if you can.
Blue too.
Whoa, Dick, come on. Now, as you see, Dick's getting old. And I put this old bag on him to keep him from the cold. He's getting more wrinkles in his forehead than there are furrows in an acre of fresh ploughed ground.
Developing dry rot too.
Yep, termites. But he's still good, strong and sound. He's got an eye like a hawk, a neck like a swan, a pair of ears like a lady's pocketbook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, read them as they come.
I do.
Every time he opens his mouth, his head's half off.
Every tooth in his head stands rink, jink, and jank like a regiment of pickled onions.
What's the matter with pickled onions?
And if he looks down his mouth, you'll see the dirty heels of his socks. Come on, Dick. Whoa! He's a very fine horse. He's very well bred. And Antipas Oaks, this horse has been fed. He's won the Derby in the Oaks, and he finished up pulling an old milk float. So stand around, Dick, and show thyself.
Now,
this horse was born on Antipas Moss, where, as you all know, the crows fly tail first.
Yeah, that's the horses.
True. And just before he was found, he shot his old mother to save her being drowned.
Oh, don't give my son any ideas.
Now, he was fed night and day with a spoon, and at one time, he could dance to any old tune.
Now, come on, Dick, dance!
Okay, Dick, don't go mad. Take it easy, son. Now, as you see, Dick's getting old in one leg. And with that leg, he's forced to beg. And what he asks, it is but small. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you all to open up your hearts and your wallets. We're collecting for Dick a new spring cart. Not one for him to draw, no, one for him to ride in. And while your hands in your wallets, we're asking you to put some money in for Sing Out up the back there, because we're all run out of the conscription. And if you don't believe these words I say, corruption. And if you don't believe these words I say, ask all these other blokes here. They're bigger liars than me. And now, Dick, show the obedience to the best friends. And now, to the worst.
And now our play is ended. We can no longer stay. But with your kind permission, we'll call another day. But before we go, we'll have you to know. We'll have you to understand. We're a credit. We're a credit. We're a credit. We're a credit to all England and the boys of the Antipas Gang.
Generously. We have at our disposal books and books. Sometimes they're hard to find, but books on how to do almost anything. And if you want to do a traditional play like that, and there are many, many different versions, you can generally find books in the library to tell you how to do it. And you improvise, as you might have noticed, any direction you care to. There's even a movie of one kind of play that some of us, when I was living in Washington, we learned up one of them. It's quite different from that one, and there's some people who live outside of Washington who do one every Christmas time that's even more different. And the Armstrongs and the Triers up in Chicago, north of Chicago, they do one every Christmas that employs some beautiful dancing girls and all kinds of nice things. And of course, magazine like Sing Out occasionally furnish you with more information on things and like that and related things. So give generously. Sing Out is a struggling old magazine that is reborning.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like all of us. And this is the Boyer family from St. Louis.
Programming a little bit. After that Mummer's play, we decided we better not do the first song that we had planned. So we'll do you a fiddle tune instead. Or we'll sing it, don't worry. But just not for the first one. We'll do it second. These tunes are familiar to you. I was just back talking with the distinguished fiddler you just had, and I think it's an inspiration for young people like Becky to hear somebody like him. And someday, maybe they can, we'll see. Becky just entered a fiddle contest. It was a grand experience. She didn't place. It was a bluegrass fiddling contest, and we happened to be there. We don't do much bluegrass music, but we went anyway, and Becky decided she'd like to enter. And a friend of ours, another friend of ours, entered the contest, and after the whole thing was over, we decided that they both should have a prize. Becky for the youngest fiddler, and he for the oldest, because he was 82. So, the first tunes we're going to do are The Flop-Eared Mule and Haste to the Wedding. I don't know. Are we in tune? No. I'm sorry, we're not quite in tune. Give me a tune.
I'm sharp.
The weather seems to be doing some strange thing. Never fear. We could do another Mummer's play. Oh, boy. I'm still sharp. I can't play with her. I'm going to anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. While Susan is moving over to the psaltery, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about this psaltery, because it's a very special one. Susan, where do you want to move it? Right, you want it right there, or you want
like
it? Want to move in the center?
I'm not doing this.
Okay. Are you going to use it there, honey?
I'll move it after I do this.
I'll tell you why it's so special. This is a brand new psaltery. Susan's going to be going away from home next year, and the psaltery that she's playing tonight was made by Michael Otterino. If you haven't been up to his booth, why, you should have been, because he makes some beautiful, beautiful instruments. And we just can't thank him enough. This is a very special psaltery, because he told us that the top that he used for this psaltery was one that he was going to put on a psaltery that he was making for Bob. And so now Susan is playing it, and it's I think, the best psaltery that he has made so far. And Susan is going to play The Water Is Wide.
how many of you can see what I have in my hand? No, in this hand, the one I'm holding up. That's strung around my neck. You can't see it, I guess. It's too small. It's a ring. And in the center of this ring is a piece of green gravel that Evelyn gave to us 3 days ago. And Bill had the craftsman, the silversmith, set it into a ring for him because it's a very, very special thing for us. And we're going to sing a song about it.
Green gravel, green gravel, your bank is so green. The fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen. My true love has wandered far over the sea. All over creation he wanders for me. To Asia, to Persia, and lands far and wide, he carries my pebbles all by his bedside. Green gravel, your bank is so green. The fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen. Miss Susan, your sweetheart is dead. The king sends a letter, so bow down your head. 'Twas on the dark prairie I heard his sad call. Oh, by the deep river your true love did fall. Green gravel, your bank is so green. The fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen.
Miss Susan, your love has been found. 'Twas only his stallion that fell to the ground. 'Twas only his stallion that fell to the ground. Your love stands behind you, so turn yourself round.
Green gravel, your bank is so green. The fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen.
Next, we're going to ask a friend of ours to come up here, Elizabeth Browder. Elizabeth,
oh brother,
plays the hammered dulcimer, and that's not my cello either, it's borrowed. And at home, she lives in Kirkwood with us, and she's a very, very close friend of Becky's, and the girls get together very often on their own and work out some very special things. This is a group of tunes that they worked out on their own, and I'm going to let them while getting set up here. They'll introduce the tunes themselves. The latter tune that they're going to do does have words to it, and I can remember my grandfather playing this and singing this particular tune, and I guess that now I'll have to get busy and learn the words, or else they will, somebody will. And we'll get them set up here. We have some really, you know, fine hammer dulcimers that have been sprouting up as a result of Bill Spence and his fine craftsmanship. And this is one of his dulcimers, too. Thank you.
Seems to be one of the problems that you run into when you get these instruments with all these blame strings. Whoever has the most strings is the one that's the fearless leader. And you've got to tune to him, and it seems like these poor violinists and banjo players and guitarists. That's hurt. This song is one that we learned about, must be at least 3 years ago. Bob and Evelyn came through and stopped at the house, and as always, when they came through, why, we made a little music. And this song is one that I thought that Bob had written the melody too. But we were talking with Martha a short time ago, and also Mrs. Andrea Schwartz came running up to me in the campground when I was playing, and she said that's a German tune. and then we sang the words, and the words were different. So Bob wrote the words to this, but not the tune. And the name of the song is Lorena. And we have another friend here. Boy, do we have enough mics? Huh? Now what'll we do? Well, anyway. Here, sit in a little closer to me. And we never got a chance to really perform this piece with Bob and Evelyn. The girls did sing this on the Philadelphia Folk Festival with Evelyn and Bob, and Becky played the recorder. Joel Glickman here has a beautiful Baroque recorder, and sometimes we all get together at home, and Joel plays with us, and he's going to play Lorena with us. This is Abby's cello, and I appreciate her letting me do this. This isn't really a funny piece at all.
This is a beautiful love song. I just...
Let's play it. Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Tones of God, well hidden by a smile, he thought.
wide green field of waving corn, where virtue leads the way to make the marriage day. And country maidens there do mourn. Once on a summer evening fair, Lorena took the country air. In rose and lavender she was attended by maidens five who led her
song that we're going to do is one that you all know, and we'd like you to sing along with us. And while we're singing it, I'd like Marty and Eric to come up and join us. Yeah, I think I will. Are you sure it's there?
It's there.
Good grief. Because they can get in tune with us, and we're going to all do a song together. This is Dumbarton's Drums, and it's one that everybody knows, but everyone loves. We just need more mics. We've grown too big a family here. You'll be fine, okay. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What harm divine can steal upon me when Johnny deals and kisses me across the fields of farming heather.
Thank you very much.